Hello and welcome to another mini episode of The Right Question, a radio program and podcast featuring authors from the American West and beyond. The Right Question is supported in part by Humanities Montana and members of Montana Public Radio, and by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. I'm Lauren Korn, speaking today with Jacqueline Winspear, the author of 20 novels, 18 of which comprise the Maisie Dobbs series. The last installment in that series, The Comfort of Ghosts, will be published on June 4th. Jacqueline is appearing in Helena, Montana on Monday, May 13th at the Civic Center as a guest of the Lewis and Clark Library and the Lewis and Clark Library Foundation. That event is happening at 7 p.m. this Monday. Jackie, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to The Right Question.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. I'm just thrilled to be talking to you and to be coming to Helena. It's wonderful.
You just said it. You are headed to Helena, Montana on Monday, May 13th. What will this event at the Helena Civic Center look like? What will you be talking about?
I'll be talking about my work. So not only my series that I've written featuring a psychologist investigator, Maisie Dobbs, but my other work. And my work is, to be honest, is focused on a specific period of the 20th century and the most tumultuous part, arguably, between, you know, just before the First World War, which I've always known as the Great War, right until, you know, after the end of the Second World War. And it was a tumultuous time, and really so much of it laid the ground of what we're experiencing in the world today. And you know, I've done it not only through the three families who actually form the core, if you will, cast of characters, but also that enduring literary form, the mystery. So, but I'll also be talking about some of my other work, which involves also journalism.
Yeah, you mentioned the Maisie Dobbs series, and this June marks the release of the final installment in this series, and that's the book The Comfort of Ghosts. Why, Jackie, have you decided to wrap the series?
Well, it wasn't I just decided to wrap it. I always knew where it was going. It was a really funny story, actually. When I wrote my first novel, Maisie Dobbs, I just considered myself so blessed to find a publisher. I mean, you know, first novel, and you think, oh my gosh, I've got a dream come true. It'll never happen again. And I thought that would be my only novel. I thought I'd struggle maybe to write another one. All the terrible things you know, the worst case of pessimism ever. And it was after the book went into what's called pre-production. My then editor called me. Is the late Laura Rushka of Soho Press. She called me and she said, right, well, the book's in production. And what about the next book in the series? And I thought, right. And I had to do a bit of tap dancing. And cutting a long story short, I actually got off the phone because I wanted to think about it. And I realized I had an opportunity. And the opportunity was, if I could pull it off, to create not just an arc to each story, if you will, but an overall arc to a series, that I could create a body of work. I didn't know whether I could do that in 5 novels, 10 novels, or 20 novels. I had no idea, but I had an idea of how it would go and where it was going. And there was a point at which I knew I was coming towards, I mean, I didn't plan out every book. No, I'm a bit more of a fly by the seat of my pants person than that. But I knew when it was time. And there's a secondary reason, and my books are incredibly character-driven, and they're not plot-driven. Sometimes the mystery is light, and sometimes it's more thriller-like. It's a mechanism, a tool, and it's a very, very powerful tool. However, I didn't want to create scenarios just to keep a series going. My characters moved through time. And it was time. And I, as bittersweet as it is, I know I made the right decision. So it wasn't a sudden one. It was pre-planned.
You said that your characters have been moving through time. And that's exactly the way I drafted my next question, because Maisie grows and ages in this series. You're literally moving this character and the characters of these families through time. How have you changed alongside Maisie? How has Maisie changed you through these decades of writing this series?
That's a really good question, because for every book, there's a period of life. There's a time in my life. And I'll give you an example of that. When in 2012, my father passed away after he was a very active man. He had a short but very devastating illness. And at the time, I was publishing a book called Elegy for Eddie. And the inspiration for that novel was a story my dad had told me about someone he knew when he was a child. And the cover was very much reflecting the era. It had a horse and carriage next to a car. And in my dad's part of London that he grew up in, you only saw horses, even in the sort of 1920s, 1930s, it was mainly horses and carts. It was when you went across the river to the West End that you saw a lot of cars. So that book came out when he was in his last month, and he loved it. He had that book on his bedside. And of course, he loved it even more when people walked into his hospital room or later at the hospice. They'd say, "Oh, Whitspear, is she any relation to you?" And he'd go, "Well, that's my daughter." So he could do the "I'm the very proud father" thing. But the interesting thing is that around about the same time, I was writing the novel that came next. And that novel was called Leaving Everything Most Loved. And I can remember thinking, I wish I'd called it Staying Here and Not Going Anywhere. You know, it's just how it is, you know, and when I look back, there are so many personal, let's say, events in my life that seemed to be reflected in the books. Plus, I was doing research that was taking me not only into the stories of my childhood from family, but also into an era which I'm incredibly interested in anyway. And also there was and it's a good question, how does it affect you? Because I effectively write about the impact of war on people. That's the bottom line. And I've made several trips to the battlefields, the World War I battlefields of the Somme and Ypres. You cannot go to places like that without it impacting you very deeply emotionally. I'm there to find out information. I'm there to delve in, and I love finding that little piece of gold that, you know, is going to make all the difference just to a chapter. But to walk battlefields is an extraordinary experience. So there are many milestones along the way, and so I don't look back just at a series and that bittersweet experience. I'm looking back at my own life. And Maisie Dobbs, absolutely, and creating that series changed my life, without a doubt.
I'm wondering if, Jackie, if it will be difficult to turn off that part of your brain that thinks like or in Maisie Dobbs, that gathers information for the next installment, that thinks maybe like Maisie Dobbs in some sense.
I don't know that I think like Maisie Dobbs, because there are other characters. Sometimes I think like Priscilla, her best friend, you know, who's incredibly no nonsense. And she really comes out at times. And it's a nice counterpoint, because at a point when I'm thinking Maisie is going to drive me up the wall, Priscilla says something, you know, and she says what I'm thinking, perhaps. And there are other characters that not only they're their own characters, but all the characters bring out something in each other. And so I think one of the interesting things is, and I actually wrote a long form essay on this, a long form piece for, it was about writing anyway, and it was about writing about war. And I was really interested to learn what other writers said about their experience of writing about war. And I spoke to fiction and nonfiction writers. And it's really interesting, because it does impact you. It does impact you. And I'm very aware that I needed a break from war, because I've not only written the Maisie Dobbs series, my book, The Care and Management of Lies, was not a mystery, but it's a war story. And it's essentially about love in a time of war, and particularly love is expressed through food. And the food is really important in wartime. But then, of course, I published The White Lady last year, which was a different kind of book altogether. And I don't want to give too much of a game away, but I'm going to Berlin in October. And it's not just for a little vacation either. I'm on a research trip. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I see. Okay. Well, I'll let our listeners' imaginations run wild or run amok with that one. I don't want to take too much more of your time, but I'm wondering if there's anything more you'd like our listeners to know. I'd like to give you space to talk about something that we haven't yet talked about.
I think, you know, one of the things I always do when I speak to groups of whatever size, you know, I mean, there's personal story is part of my work. And I think as fiction writers and nonfiction writers, we do that. You know, there is something that inspires us to write a certain story. And I also have written a memoir. This Time Next Year We'll Be Laughing. That was published in 2020. And so there were events in my childhood that definitely inspired my initially a childhood curiosity about what exactly is this thing called war. And that then became sort of more of a teenage inquiry and then sort of almost an adult obsession. But so I will be sharing not only the story of my writing life and the story of my stories, if you will, but as the relevant aspects of my personal story and how they've contributed to my work. You know, there's some big stories and little stories, you know, and so on. You know, I'd love people to go away with a sense of this is what it takes to for a writer to write a book. This is what it takes. And one of the things it takes is sitting down on a chair and actually writing and getting on with it, you know. So I hope I am entertaining and informative, put it like that. And I'm really looking forward to meeting people, very much so.
That was Jacqueline Winspear, author of 20 novels and 2 books of nonfiction. The last installment in her Maisie Dobbs series, The Comfort of Ghosts, will be published on June 4th. Jacqueline is appearing in Helena, Montana on Monday, May 13th at the Civic Center as a guest of the Lewis and Clark Library and the Lewis and Clark Library Foundation. You can find out more information about this event at lclibrary.org. To listen to this conversation again or to share it with friends, go to mtpr.org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You've been listening to a mini episode of The Right Question. This episode was produced by me. I'm your host, Lauren Korn. Chris Moyles engineered this episode. Full-length episodes of The Right Question can be heard on MTPR every Thursday at 7 p.m. and every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. The artwork for The Right Question was designed by Molly Russell, and our music was written and recorded by John Floridis. Funding for The Right Question is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. This mini episode is also supported by Montana Book Company, located in downtown Helena, Montana since 1978, offering new books for all ages, vinyl records, and community activism. For delivery in Helena and shipping online, visit mtbookco.com. Many thanks to Humanities Montana for supporting this program since 2008. And thank you for listening. The Right Question is a production of Montana Public Radio.